But right now I'm talking with some people from Gallery Pom Pom, which is only just around the corner from our studios. So I'm speaking with Danica Favulovic, as well as the gallery assistant, Michelle Shanique. Cool. Sorry, I should have clarified that one. And about what's happening at one of our favorite galleries, Gallery Pom Pom. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about what is happening at the moment, which is on you, Danica. So you're exhibiting there at the moment with your work, Nine White Paintings. Can you tell us what the inspiration behind this work was?
Okay, so I've been working with white for the last 5 years, and it's been an ongoing investigation into the responsiveness of white when it's laid on linen. And, you know, I guess in this show I've looked at incorporating warm white into the palette, and also really creating those subtle layers that really can't be picked up by the camera. So it is really important for viewers to go and see it. And it is until tomorrow.
Yeah.
The last day tomorrow.
I'm interested in linen. So how do the materials interact with linen specifically compared to like any other kind of like cotton or...
Well, I guess the linen brings out the white. It's that contrast that you get. Yeah.
That makes sense. So you kind of explained what it looks like. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that? Like,
I guess it's to the works. I want them to really slow down our fast-paced lives. They're about, you know, slow engagement and contemplation. And they really kind of, white really does suggest, you know, a lot of things. You know, I explore the philosophical, the poetic, the spiritual associations of white as well.
Yeah, the first thing that I always think of is with white is purity. And like, I don't know, I kind of connect to marriage and like, yeah, religion and stuff. So yeah. What kind of commentary are you hoping to make on these concepts that you mentioned about the role of white or what we think of white?
I guess, you know, we are bombarded with a lot of images. So I guess it is about slow engagement, like I said, and really kind of enjoying the purity and really immersing yourself and having that pure emotional response to the works.
And as you said, tomorrow is the last day. So it's been on for a little while now. How have people responded? Do you think people have kind of slowed down to look at the works? You might be able to answer if you're the gallery assistant, Michelle.
Yeah, totally. I think when people come in, they're quite surprised. They see a lot of white because the gallery itself is very white, as we all know. So it's quite beautiful to stand there and just take it all in, really, and absorb. So you need to take some time out. You need to give it space and time, really. So you've only got till tomorrow though.
Okay, you don't have much time.
No. So today we're up until 5 and tomorrow we're open from 1 till 5 o'clock.
Okay. Awesome. Now I'm going to redirect my attention to you, Michelle. So as we all know, we spoke about it on the show last week, Art Month is coming up and Gallery Pom Pom kind of falls in that Chippendale district where there's always a lot of stuff happening.
So we're so busy at the moment. We've got an opening on Wednesday, which is really exciting. We've got Ron Adams. And can I just say happy birthday, Ron?
Happy birthday, Ron.
Yeah, it's his birthday today. And it's so exciting. So Wednesday his show opens. So he's got a show called Brief Candle in the Dark. And that will consist of a series of 17 photographic, digital photographic portraits. And it's like a digital collage. And he's basically taken 17 people that he knows, that he feels quite close and comfortable, and they're friends of artists, musicians, scholars, writers. And basically he said something along the lines of, the work, the various reasons that I've been attracted to these people hold on, what does he say here? Sorry, let me see. The various reason these people attract me in one way or another. They brief candles in the dark. The project is a psychological adventure into human behavior and relationships. So he's got interesting people like Jodie Gadson, who's in a band called Auto Heart. They're a British band. He's got Andrew Sullivan, who's also exhibiting at the moment with Danica.
Yeah.
So he's in the front room. So he's photographed him as well. He's got Laura Moore, Vanessa Berry, and heaps of others, but I won't tell you because you need to come and have a look. Right?
Yeah, so that opens...
That's this Wednesday.
This Wednesday.
Between 6 and 8, and everybody's welcome to come.
Great. And I've read that you have... a panel for Art Month. Yeah, so yes. What's that about?
yes, but sorry, I've forgotten something. We also, because there's two artists, so it's Ron Adams and there's Ralph Hobbs. So Ralph has got the front room, which is really exciting, and his work is called The Canary in the Cage. So his work is all about memory and reflection. So you go from the Roman Empire to Tasmania. His work is very beautiful and very poetic, and it's very personal. So I think... between these two artists, the works are very kind of, it reflects on sensibility, right? And so they're very much about memory and emotions, I guess, which is quite nice. So it's funny how these two works come together.
Yeah, they sound as if they interact quite nicely. Yeah.
Yes.
So for Art Month.
Yes, okay. And then Art Month. Okay, see, so many things.
It's all happening.
So Art Month is happening, which is really exciting. As we know, it starts on the 7th of February. But we have a really exciting event happening on Sunday, the 10th of March at 3 o'clock, not to be missed. It's called Why I Opened an Art Gallery.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah. So it's a panel of four artists, two of whom are gallery owners. And it's been moderated by Vanessa Berry.
Great.
Right. So that's pretty exciting. And the other thing that we have coming up as well is we've created a postcard. I don't know if you know about this, but it's a postcard
I'm intrigued.
All right. So basically, we've been working on it for months. Sam and I have been working on it for ages, and we've been able to incorporate all the galleries in the area of Chippendale. So we've got, A4 Centre for Contemporary Asian Art. We've got UTS. We've got the Japan Foundation Gallery. We've got White Rabbit, Wellington Street Projects, Nanda Hobbs, us, the Schieffer Gallery, Verge, and Carriage Works, all
so
on one
much.
Little
postcard.
Wow,
that's incredible. So it's quite a big area, kind of.
It is, but it's a
Chinatown.
Nice walk.
Yeah.
It's a nice walk, and then
definitely.
People can kind of, because a lot of people come to us and they may not know about some of the other galleries.
Yeah, so. I don't know about a few of those smaller ones. There's a lot in Chippendale that you don't really see unless you walk around and run into them. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. So is that launching soon?
Well, hopefully we'll have them by next week.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. I look forward
to that. So come into Gallery Pom Pom and get
your postcard. Come to the panel discussion.
Totally.
Can do everything in one place.
That's right. One-stop shop we are.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much to you both for joining me on the show this morning. I look forward to seeing your exhibition for the last time tomorrow.
Thank you.
And also to all the things that are coming up. Thank you.